I'm going to take us to a psalm which is entitled A Psalm for Giving Thanks. We want to use the service today as a thanksgiving, as it were, a platform just for looking to the Lord and saying thank you to Him. And so to help us celebrate this evening, I would like to read Psalm 100, only five verses, and so it's not going to be a long message either. Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His steadfast love endures forever. A couple of points coming out of the psalm, and I hope as we look at them, you will be able to rejoice, as it were, and give thanks afresh this evening. And the first one is, did you notice the different ways of praising and giving thanks that are mentioned in the psalm? Well, there's three different ways. In verse 1, it starts not very, very romantically, and it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. And literally, the original word there, make a joyful noise, is noise. It's not a euphemism for prayer or thanksgiving. It's just make a big noise for the Lord. And I think it's Holiday Club that happened, didn't it? last year, I remember standing at the back there for some of your early morning sessions, and it really was noise. A little bit of singing, but clapping, shouting, dancing, cheering. And we always like to say making a joyful noise to the Lord is trying to sing if you can't. And so I think a joyful noise is one way of giving thanks to the Lord. I think that's encouraging because I think back in the day, churches used to be very packaged in a certain kind of a way. But it pleases the Lord for us to do it in different ways. After all, we do it at rugby. We don't do it at cricket anymore. But certainly at rugby games, we shout and go crazy, and soccer as well. I think it also encouraged us to use instruments. And I don't know if Courtney's here tonight, but I'm sure there's some of your other drummers. Percussion. Bible is full of it, by the way. And I don't think it's something we should be shy or ashamed about. Of course, animals make noise as well. The animals, the plants make noise. I think this is encouraging the natural universe which God has made also signify and testify to His goodness and His praise. The trees clap their hands, it says in one of the Psalms. The sea roars. The thunder rumbles. And I don't know if any of you listened to Louis Giglio, but there was an awesome talk that he gave on one occasion, and even the stars make a noise. Did any of you hear that talk by Giglio? Even the stars, and he had some ultrasonic equipment which he brought in, and as they looked at this star, it made a certain noise. Looking at that star, it made another noise. And so, guys, the whole of nature makes noise and testifies to the greatness and the goodness of God. But then in verse 2 it says singing. So we come into His presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Now, of course, singing is a lot more specific than noise. In fact, it's artistically beautiful. I wish I could write poetry sometimes or write songs because they really don't just rhyme, but they're actually exquisite in their words and the expression. Somehow hymns and some of these songs that we sang, the one that Paul led us in, it just seemed to say it right. And your spirit says, aha, that's what I meant to say. to the Lord. And so, you see, singing is different from noise because it's got content to it. It's got words that mean something. And those of you who like music like I do, I find music incredibly emotional as well. Sometimes I become stirred by music deeply. And so music and singing has a double function in thankfulness to the Lord. But then there's verse 4. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, give thanks to him and bless his name. That's saying it. So that we can do it with noise, we can do it with songs, but we can also say it in prayer and in praise. I always like to think that this personalizes it much more. What would you rather get from your fiance or from your girlfriend, guys? A card with a lovely poem on it, or a letter which said it yourself? Or, to use a contemporary thing, would you prefer to court your girlfriend or your boyfriend with forward messages invented by someone else but very romantic, or would you like to write a couple of your own messages? Obviously. And that's the difference between singing prescribed songs, songs that someone else wrote. We get to express it from our own hearts to the Lord as well. This is hugely powerful. And I trust that not only in our song, not only in our noise, but maybe this evening, why don't you go home and kneel down and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for Holiday Club. Thank you for what you mean to me. Thank you for helping me. Christian, I saw you up front again. Well done, guys. But let's be thankful. Giving thanks can be done in many different ways. But did you notice the focus of thanksgiving over here? It wasn't so much what we got or what we did with God's help, but rather the focus over here is on him, on who he is, and on his name. I don't know if you noticed that. The word Yahweh or Lord is always spelt in the Old Testament, L-O-R-D, Lord, Yahweh, was used 4 times in the psalm, just in those 5 verses. But there are pronouns, the pronouns his and he are used, I counted it up, guys, 12 times. So this psalm is totally about the Lord, not about what the psalmist did or what the psalmist needed or what he had got. All about God. It was about his nature. And if you notice there in verse 3, he's our creator, he's our owner, he's shepherd. Listen to this. Know that the Lord, he is God. He made us. Hey, don't you think that's something to say thank you about? He made us. We are his. We belong to him. And we believers, I'm trusting most of us are believers. He drew us closer with the cords of love, and we belong to him, the Almighty God, the Creator. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, and he's our shepherd. It's absolutely wonderful. Verse 5, he's good, he's loving, he's faithful. Let me read it again. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And so the focus over here is on God. And of course we know that when our thanks is directed towards God, towards the Lord Jesus Christ, for what he has done and who he is, brings glory to the Savior. And hey guys, isn't that what we want? Or do we want it for ourselves and we've got a good church and, you know, we ran a good holiday? No. The basis, surely, of all of these things is God himself and what he has done. Now, this, as you know, is an Old Testament passage, but I hope you noticed the glimpses of the gospel in this psalm as well. Another thing, of course, which we give thanks for. To them who wrote the psalm, the new covenant was in the future. But guys, for us it's a reality today. Two things just remind you of it. The word Lord, capital L-O-R-D, is the covenant name for God. In other words, our folk in the Old Testament, if they saw that Yahweh written down, it meant something to them. It meant that God who was their God. It meant that God who loved them, who was patient with them, who forgave them. You see, they were His people. And He has sworn His faithfulness and steadfast love to them by covenant. But what about the New Testament? The covenant is sealed with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not a covenant of works where we have to do it, otherwise the covenant is broken. It's a covenant where Jesus has done it all. And it's been like signed with His special blood. The New Testament covenant, the covenant of grace, is dependent on Jesus. And He did it all. And so, amen, does your heart well up with praise at that when you think of what Jesus has come to do? Also, the use of the word shepherd there, we are sheep. Of course, the New Testament is full of that as well. John chapter 10, just go and read it through. He's a good shepherd. He laid down His life for the sheep. He knows His sheep by name. His sheep follow Him. Nothing will snatch His sheep out of His hand. All of that, guys, comes out in this awesome psalm. And for us, it's not a future event. It's now. We've got it. Oh, how much our hearts should well up in praise to God for His faithfulness and His goodness. So, one more point. We can praise God in many different ways. Secondly, the focus is always on Him, not on us. But thirdly, thankfulness has got a future. And this is very important for us. And I hope that we are not just looking back today, because this psalm also points to the future. You see, thankfulness reaches into the future. And we see this in three places here in the psalm. Verse 3. Verse 3 says, I'll get there. Know that the Lord, He is God. Know that the Lord, He is God. We are putting some thought into who He is. We're putting some thought and articulating His faithfulness. And you know what that does for us when we do that? When we remember Him, when we review it, when we think about His faithfulness, well, it changes us. And it changes us from grumpy people who always see the negative side in life. Excuse me saying it. I know I'm like that sometimes. Don't throw the stones. But if we make a habit of knowing Him and knowing His faithfulness, then that thankfulness reaches into the future because it changes us. It develops in us the habit of thankfulness. In fact, I read a book one time. It was called The Power of Praise. And in this book, I forget the author even. In this book, he was actually saying that that to praise God before you ask Him for stuff is the way to go. And because you're anticipating already His blessing and His answer to your prayers. And does He always give us exactly what we want? No, of course He doesn't. But He gives us what's good for His glory and for His kingdom. And so knowing Him and reviewing it and thinking about it and saying it changes us. And it makes us into grateful people. And that takes us on into the future, because it changes the whole of life as soon as you can see things in that kind of a way. But then verse 3 too, it says His love endures forever. Verse 3, is it verse 3? Yeah, verse 5, I beg your pardon. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. That means eternity. That means the future. And His faithfulness to all generations. I love that. And maybe it's because I'm old now, or older. Because I just get this picture of the baton being passed on to the next generation. And so my thankfulness and my loving the Lord and my showing that I love the Lord and exalting His name rubs off onto the next generation. And so we get to pass this eternal goodness and grace of God onto the next generation. Guys, that's what we've done at Holiday Club. We've sought to do that, and we've done that. Praise God, some youngsters came to Christ. Only the future, only eternity will sing that song of thanksgiving for those people who came through, those youngsters who came through. So thankfulness has a future. But one last parting shot there, and we see this in verse 1 over there. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. You see, once we're grateful, once we're joyful, once we're looking at the Lord and we're praising Him and exalting His wonderful name, we all want to do it again. We want to serve Him again. And could I say at a very practical level to you guys, hey, next year's Holiday Club, Dan's got the list for volunteers over there. He'll see you afterwards. But I pray that what's happened, the thankfulness, you're looking at the Lord, thanking Him, praising Him, and your love, your growing love for Christ as young workers will make you want to do it again and again and again. So next Holiday Club, but everything in between as well. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I guess a parting shot for those of us who are older, and I see some of the elders over here tonight. I think as you get older and as you love the Lord and you're thankful to Him and you want to praise His name, hey, it grows on you. I think I can honestly say my deepest passion at this time in my life is to serve the Lord. And youngsters, guys, bigger, older guys at the back over there, I pray that for you as well, that this will grow in this church into a mighty torrent of thankfulness and praise to God, so that it just bubbles out all over. And so, Paul, if you take us on into some singing and worship now, I think that's where we go. Thank you. God bless you.